The metal skeleton of a half-built greenhouse stands watch over new shoots of kale and sugar snap peas on Project Grow's farm in Augusta County. The greenhouse is one of the project's newest undertakings. When it is completed, it will help the 5-year-old organization maximize the amount of food it's able to produce. The farm was born as a result of a 2010 planning meeting with the Regional Partners for Prevention Services. The group decided a new approach was needed to improve the health of children and youth in the Augusta County areas. The goal? To provide local, affordable food to all 20,000 children and youth in Stanton, Waynesboro, and Augusta County. Ryan Blosser is the executive director at Project Grows.
We know that there's a lot of health disparities, where there's also wealth disparity. And Stanton and Waynesboro, our area, is ranked 18th in the country in income disparity. And so you look at that, and you know that there's going to be pockets of negative health outcomes almost intuitively throughout our area we want to work with through food access.
For Blosser, food access means not just providing families with affordable, fresh food to put on their tables, but educating children through programs such as the project's 8-week summer farm school and field trips.
Sometimes the struggle that I have when I start to talk about Project Grows is we do so much. And so we've got to break it down into those neat categories of distribution, production, and education. So with our school trips and most of the trips of the kids coming out, a large part of that is food education. So they're learning nutrition education and learning about what's on their plate, what to put on their plate. They're learning how good it tastes.
Fourth grader Allison Babrell participated in the summer farm school last summer through one of Waynesboro's Boys and Girls Clubs.
When I first got to Project Road, I didn't really like getting dirty. We actually started doing a lot of fun stuff, so by the end of the year, it was my favorite day to go.
Blosser said visiting school groups get lessons tied to the SOLs, with education about the life cycle of a plant, or composting, or the relationship between soil, water, and sunlight. In the summer, the Boys and Girls Clubs in Waynesboro and Stanton send out busloads of kids to the farm school to learn how to grow food and, on Thursday nights, to prepare it.
We'll have 50 or 60 middle schoolers out there. They're learning how to grow the food, they're working in the gardens, and then at least 10 of those kids will get to work with our chef that we contract and learn how to prepare food, because we know that food preparation is a barrier to food access. And they prepare the food, then at 6 o'clock, everyone, we all sit down to a potluck style dinner, and that's really a lot of fun.
Ollie Ross is another fourth grader who participated in last summer's farm school.
At Boys and Girls Club, we don't have a garden there, but when you're outside, it's really fun to like plant and eat it, because sometimes it takes a little while for the plants to grow.
Blosser hopes to remedy the lack of a garden near the club with an urban garden in a reclaimed parking lot across the street from one of the Waynesboro clubs. They plan to start working on it later this year. Besides production and education, there's distribution. Project Grows operates 2 farmers markets, one in North Augusta County and another in Waynesboro. They also sell shares of a community-supported agriculture, or CSA, for $500 a season. The season runs for 18 weeks. And for those who can't afford the CSA shares, a bounty basket, which essentially is a CSA share for $30 a season. They identify who is eligible for a bounty basket through their partner organizations, such as the Boys and Girls Club, which eliminates the need for Project Grows to screen families themselves. So is it working? Is Project Grows really changing the health outcomes of children in Stanton, Waynesboro, and Augusta County?
Anecdotally, yes. It's going to take some time and take some more work to see what those numbers look like 3 years from now, for example.
Blosser says they'll know they're doing a good job when there no longer is a need for Project Grows. In his point of view, a nonprofit exists not to sustain the nonprofit itself, but to support the community in which it works. Susan Ants is the Director of Development for the Augusta County Boys and Girls Clubs.
I think the idea of just growing things, being part of the process, where there's not instant gratification element, where it takes method and patience and care, and there are steps involved, but they're also there at the arrival of the product, and they're able to see what it is that resulted in. I think that that's almost like a living metaphor for exactly the sort of message we're trying to send with regards to the big picture, which is the really good stuff, the stuff that's going to make a difference in the end for you, for your family. It's all what you put into it, and it will always be worth the effort.
For WMRA News, I'm Kara Lofton.